Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Now, for the past three sessions now, I have been talking to you about what excellence is. I spoke about why God wants us to be excellent, and I also spoke about the areas you should focus on if a man must work in excellence. So today, I want to talk about the principles of excellence, or into brackets, how can I be an excellent person? If you haven't listened to any of my teaching on excellence, you won't understand this rendition here. And I would request that you would humbly go on podcast, or even if you don't come to church on Wednesdays, you do your destiny blessing by joining us online, if it makes sense. There's a lot that you would profit if you listen to the things I teach you here. Am I communicating, friends? Yes. Many believers are unaware of the fact that there is something hidden in them that is stopping them from progressing in life. And that thing is called ignorance. Whenever the enemy wants to fight what God has said concerning your destiny, they make you ignorant of one, your identity. Two, the right knowledge that commands perfection. God has never blessed anybody just because he loves the person. In fact, according to God, he will not bless because he loves. He will bless because he trusts. That is why getting to assume you know God just because you were told, whereas you have not come into the experience of the Christ, will only make you appear as a disaster and danger. Am I communicating, please? A lot of people may come around graces and giftings, and it will shock you that they may never learn to benefit because there is something about the way they think that will crush them. I made you understand that if you don't know something about God, that thing called ignorance will not appear as an enemy. It will appear as an option. You didn't hear me? The things I say are so deep that go back and hear when I talk. Because some things is after you've sat down to meditate, then you know how deep the things are. God is good. If I try to do a revision here today, I won't preach. So let me start real quick here. But I repeat, if God does not help you confront what you don't know about life, there are many things you will never have worked into because the enemy will make you feel okay having them. I made you understand that whenever you pray to God and whenever you ask God for a miracle, beyond what you pray for, the Lord wants to look at what he can do with your miracle in expanding his kingdom. Does it make sense? Man of God, I am of age. I want to get married. When is my husband coming? The concern has got nothing to do with you. It's got to do with what God wants to do, what he gives you. Does it make sense? Man of God, I have paid my dues in life. I think I deserve some form of honor in life. Probably in financial assistance. You may pray, you may fast, you may sow seeds. But if you haven't gotten to that place in life where God can be exalted through you, he'll keep you there. Because whatever God gives a man, the man can lose. But whatever he commands the man to become, the man can replicate. You didn't get me? I repeat. Many believers don't know that even though they might be the only people giving the testimony, according to God's original plan, entities above can attest as well. I made you understand that Abraham was a single man, later married. He realized that he was barren, yet God called him fruitful because what God was calling a child was not a physical baby, but what a man had discovered. Does it make sense? So, if you are praying to God about something and God has not given it to you, don't blame your prayer point. The issue is, you have not gained that capacity needed for God to be exalted through you. Because if God must bless you because of you, you will kill yourself. Are you aware that people can become so comfortable that the things they used to do when they didn't have what they have today, they will stop doing it? Talk to me, somebody. I know a pastor that struggled in Nigeria. We prayed, God opened doors for him. He entered into USA. And one day, he asked the servant of God, why do you even pray at all? Because it looks like all the things I used to struggle to receive in Nigeria, I came and it's so easy here. So why should you even pray at all? So you realize that his fundamental reasoning for prayer was, what can God give me? Watch me. God is much concerned about what happens to your soul than what you receive on the outside. Does it make sense? So I want you to know that you will remain where you are even if you are suffering. It is better for God to keep you there than to come into height when you lack intimacy or capacity. You die before time. I bet you, I know some ladies, they can never get married. Don't get me wrong. I know some men, they can never have money. Not because God hates them. The issue was, God can't trust the future outcome of their character. Talk to me, somebody. Am I communicating? You see, whenever you see people not having access to many things, know that there is something God knows about them that life can tell. I like that. Praise God. There will always be a reason. Mama was telling me how the guy that was their best man has been in America for more than 30 years, and till date, the guy is homeless. The guy is an American citizen. He still sleeps on the street, if it makes sense. So people may have this perception that those in America are being blessed. It's not so. It's got to do with what you have in your head. Talk to me, somebody. So if you have not come into kingdom alignment, you have no esteem to be honored by God. Trust me. Forget this thing you think that because you come to church, you know God. It goes beyond that. There's an encounter you have that it will transform who you are as a person. Oh, Jesus. I'm not teaching here. It will shock you that something about what you know about God will be confronted, that what you now align with will be how light can come through you. So just don't seek for testimonies, miracles, or breakthroughs. Be concerned in growing in capacity-wise. Because you see, there are things you command with ease if you have access for them. Talk to me. Nobody here will pray before they cook, true or false. Just imagine you want to cook eru. Lord, I commit eru before you. Let no demon from my father's house make the eru bitter. How's that possible? Nah, come on. Because you know what it takes to make it happen. Does it make sense? The only food you should pray before you serve is when you have outsiders who come to visit your jollof, because they can disappoint you sometimes, if it makes sense. Somebody says, don't tell jollof that visitors are coming because they can disappoint you. Praise God. I'm all right. So, some people, God would keep them in a place whereby they are comfortable with the little I give them. It's a pity. Today, I will teach you from my heart. I made you understand that whenever God says you should be excellent, he is not talking about whatever a man does on the outside. It's got to do with every identity that becomes part of you from the spirit. The Bible says, and Daniel was called upon because he had an excellent spirit. Not because he did things in an excellent way, but the requirement was that he had an excellent spirit. Now watch me. Whatever the Lord wants to bless a man, the first thing God considers is the spirit of the man. Beyond what you pray to God for or what you pray to God about, he wants to check the state of your spirit before he predisposes a miracle for your life, if it makes sense. So if the spirit man in you is defiled, you are actually bringing false incense. Watch me. Zachariah. The Bible says the Lord opened his eyes and he saw Joshua the high priest being accused of the devil. Remember, in the days of old, if you were high priest, you were consecrated as a holy being, in the sense that the people's forgiveness is dependent on you. So this is a high priest always making atonement on the people's behalf. And this time, the devil says, I have you in my pit, in the sense that your garment has been stained. Now watch me. What happened was a scenery that took place in the heavens. So it wasn't like it was in the flesh. The Bible says God was about to accord the man with honor based on the man's works. And the devil says, I have a trait on this man's life here, if it makes sense. You realize his spirit was defiled. That was why the enemy could take chance in showing that they can't access whatever God has said. So you see, if the enemy should make your spirit defiled, the enemy has killed your destiny, because life begins from the inside. Talk to me. Hello? Oh, am I teaching here? So never look at somebody and call them good for what they do on the outside. Because God, only God will judge the right spirit or the right motive they carried when doing that thing. That was why God would not call the Pharisees, who were preachers, pastors. He called them brood of vipers and serpents, because they were indeed serpent in sheep's clothes. So when you pray to God, God, please give me marriage, give me whatever it is, remember that it is the spirit on your inside that must bear witness of what you pray to God for. Am I teaching here? Talk to me, please. If the spirit on the inside is not bearing witness of the things you say to God, you have no sense. Because what will give me reverence, what will give me ordinance, what will give me power to speak is that the spirit is intact. That is why somebody can be physically matured, right? And when they pray to God for, God says, let me test you enough so that what you are demanding God for can match up with your spirit. Because if God is to give you things based on what you know about yourself, when you have not grown capacity-wise, it will shock you that when you pray, God cannot hear you. You didn't hear me. Am I teaching here? So the spirit man is a man's priority. Do whatever it takes to ensure that the spirit you possess is as genuine as God himself. With that, there can be easy transaction. So God says he was able to honor Daniel as the chief of all the governors, not just because he prayed alone, but because the spirit was an excellent spirit. Now hear this. I hope you are aware that you cannot rule a territory without you not being spiritual. Remember, he was a captive. He was a slave in Babylon. Babylon was the land of complete idols. Talk to me, somebody. Do you know what it means to be a chief over spirits? You have to have a demonic spirit yourself. So before they appoint you and say, lead us into the place of destiny, you must be better than them. Talk to me, please. Are you aware God told Pharaoh that you should allow these people go? He spoke that voice through Moses. Now, God told Moses that, and I will make you a god unto Pharaoh. So Pharaoh was not just a common human being. He was actually an entity that could rule the affairs of Egypt. So I want you to know that God would vet the spirit on your inside before he gives you authority. Talk to me, please. So many people have this perception that if God wants me to be excellent, it means the way I do my things on the outside. It will shock you that even if you've tried to be fake to become something you are not, time will expose who you are. Joseph had an excellent spirit after many years of torture, and his reward was the prime minister of Egypt, if it makes sense. So your spirit man is everything. Am I communicating? I made you understand that there is no way God can reward you if you don't carry an excellent spirit. Because every reward God gives a man must translate the man to become a kingdom ambassador. Talk to me. And I told you that there are five areas in your life, according to Peter here, that if you must become excellent, you must exude. One is moral dividends, moral justification. It's called the place of character. Watch me. You see, many people have this perception that people should look at my heart and tell me who I am without them not giving validation to their actions. Whereas people who live as men on earth would believe you on the account of your actions. Talk to me, please. There are two tests of integrity according to scripture. Am I teaching here? There is the integrity of the spirit man and the integrity of the flesh. Watch me. I may come before you and understand how patterns work in life, and I may do what is right to yield your trust. Talk to me, please. For instance, let's say I'm a businessman, right? And I want to win your trust. I'll be punctual in time, two of us. When I say it is 12:30, I'll be there. I'll be so transparent in finances please, you sent me this, you sent me that. Now, you will call me an integrous man because I have shown that part to you, if it makes sense. Now, if God is to judge men based on what they do on the flesh, he has failed as God. Because Samuel went into the house of Jesse looking for a new king. And he says, when I look at the elder brother of David, he looks like somebody that could become a king. And he says, that's a mistake there. Because you men will choose looking on the outside, but I, God, will choose from the inside. So God says, in order for you not to allow people miscommunicate who are not, make sure you have moral dividends. How am I teaching here? Please, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I want you to know that anything people can't understand, they try to terminate. Oh, true of us. So whatever issue they can sit and come up with, just to ensure that they fight you, they'll do so. Now, the shallow minded will believe what they hear, but covenanter will perceive before they believe. We're praying some time ago when daddy says, young man, keep this message for me. He says, even those who want to become the holiest among men, he says, it will take the place of God's selection and covenant to take men to heaven. I didn't understand until the Muslim lady gave us a testimony of how she said she saw me pray online and that what was coming from the was so powerful that even her common Wi-Fi could feel the fire. That at a spot, the phone got deactivated. It's serious. He says, Prof, I wanted to go back and pray as a Muslim, but something told me that now, if I must receive what I want, let me go back to where I had this encounter from. I'm telling you, friends. So God says, ensure that there is a dividend of character, so it's hard for men to tell. The Bible says, and they searched Daniel to look for what they could fight him with. And the only error they saw was he loved God too much. What a powerful testimony. Are you aware, ladies and gentlemen, that people perceive you before they receive you? That is for me. People will first perceive you before they receive you. So anyone that seeks to destroy your name goes against a future. But you see, watch me. It is God that has the heart of man, not human beings. You didn't hear me. Some time ago, I was preaching in USA. And I had to confront a matter because God told me so. And when I saw how the pastors were in their cassocks, I felt, let me be a bit diplomatic in my speech. And God told me that, you want to sound sensible here when I'm the one that has the heart of men. He says, if I don't break their heart for them to applaud you, they won't hear your message. So do as instructed. You didn't get me. You see, we focus more on what people do on the outside and believe me on that account. And God says, you see, it can be dangerous because some people may be so clean that the spirit in them is that of a viper. So Daniel just did not have moral dividends on the outside. You realize spiritually he was correct as well. You didn't clap your hands. Number two. If I do revision, we'll close today. He says, ensure you have the knowledge of Christ. I told you that your battleground is your mind. Watch me. Let me show you how to win in life. This is free. I don't take offering for this. Sit down. And then just look at your life. Write any area God has spoken to you about. And ask yourself, how have I been able to excel in this area? Remember, some people are here. God speaks to you through dreams. So he may show you ideas concerning businesses. Where every time you see wealth coming to your dream. But you realize in the physical place, there's no finance coming to you. Understand that there is something about the way you think that you have not perceived yourself that is fighting you. Do you know why? Because when ignorance comes to confront, it comes like a friend. Did you hear me? Do you know that the average African has this perception that once I believe in God's integrity, it is left to God to do for me what to do for myself? You didn't get me? People have this perception that in as much as I portray to be a spiritual person, I have this thing in my heart that would convince me to believe that I shouldn't do this particular aspect because God will do for me. And God says, no, When it's got to do with mental transformation, it is your responsibility. So God would work on someone's mind before he gives them their wealth. Because if God is to give into your hand what you have not been trained by light for, it will shock you that your character, which is uncircumcised, will kill that thing. So, you see, many believers don't know that the first demon is not your father's witchcraft. It's ignorance. It is dangerous to communicate false knowledge, but it's actually more deadly and deadlier when the truth that must set you free is not communicated sequentially. So, for instance, you know that you've entered into a place where things must change. Be honest with yourself to admit where you are wrong and confront that. Bishop Oyedepo says, aside his library, he has a thinking room. God told me 7 years ago, he says, young man, you are either a library or a mortuary. So choose one. So how do I know that what I know about life is working? Look at how you can replicate the results with ease. If the results cannot be replicated, there's something wrong somewhere. You didn't get me. How am I teaching here? Huh? Look at me. Europe is not liberty. Maybe you don't like the message here. Europe is not liberty. People can live. Remember, God prospered Abraham in the desert. Today's Dubai used to be for Abraham. Today's Dubai. The Dubai people want to go today, it was for Abraham years ago. Remember, some years ago, it was complete desert. The first time they had plane, it was on a bare ground. And today, if anybody wants to bring out their cars or product, they have to go and do exhibition in Dubai. If it makes sense. In as much as they don't believe in what you believe in, they had to confront what they don't know to learn what is best. You didn't get me. I wonder how some mothers today raise their children by giving them games to play. Just to entertain their babies. And there's nothing they know about motherhood. You didn't get me? You see, if you find difficulty in working in what you desire, it's because you've chosen not to obey the laws of wisdom. Wisdom is so powerful, that it can bring your future and your present. It will bring you tomorrow. Number three, Peter says self-control. One of the most difficult things anybody can do in life is to compress their emotion. I'm telling you. It is very, very, it's like you being angry and you have every right to act. And God says, don't disgrace me. If God does not help you, think a demon is speaking to you rather. If that makes sense. The Bible says, Abraham sat down and then saw that there were three strangers that were passing by. And he perceived that these were messengers of God. He called them in, washed off their dust, washed their feet, fed them, and he said, a year by this time, you are going to give birth to a child. The Bible says, and Sarah laughed in the room because she has heard it over and over again. My question is this. How is it that when the Lord began working with Abraham, Abraham didn't have the child at the main spot until God had to wait for 25 good years? Because all that God wanted to teach Abraham was that if you can't compress emotion and emotion leads you, it will give you direction. And that direction will become so destructive that life will punish you in pain and in penury. I'm telling you, self-control. As bad as sometimes you may want to address it, let God defend you. You didn't hear me? Self-control. Ministry taught me self-control. How am I teaching here? It's funny how 90% of the people that I speak with are not of my age. If it makes sense. A conference is being organized in London. And they've been doing the program for 25 years now. Now, the program is as old as my age. if it makes sense. So they began doing the program when I was born. And they were like, please, we want to do a meeting with you because we loved how you display certain excellence. And want to know how you're able to combine time in the sense that we see you advertising another program at the same time, planning massively for a different conference. So that, how do you do it? And it didn't come from a lay member. It came from the senior pastor himself. Watch me. Whatever you do now will communicate how tomorrow will respond to you. You didn't hear me. God told me. He says, young man, anytime you realize that somebody wants to set you up with any man of God who is doing so well, remember that a demon has come around you to cause you to fight your own tomorrow. Do you know why? Because anything people speak against, they can become. How would you listen to somebody who is giving you an advice that has nothing better for herself? Africans, let's grow. Amanda, something happened of recent in my house. And then this person came to say sorry to my dad. And this person was telling my mom that, thank God that your husband used wisdom in solving this matter. If that makes sense. Now, daddy prayed for this person and gave the person numerous warnings and prophecies about why this person should have stayed from this particular person. The person is doing everything possible to defend matters here. And it still went against him. And when I look at the sacrifice that my dad is paying to make ends meet, I'm like, you are an demon. I can't understand who you are. I'm like, basically, somebody has dishonored God in front of you. He's a young man. He says, anyhow we respond to any situation enemy brings is a response to destiny. Hey, some of your tests from God will not come through pain. It will come through pressure. Be sensitive on how to pray through self-control. Number four, he says, and patient endurance. Hey, it is difficult to wait. Especially when you can't see what will happen next. Talk to me, somebody. Do you know if you are doing something in life and you know that the end will come out well, you are a bit confident. But just imagine going on a journey and you don't know where you're going to. And God says, follow me. I'm still wondering how Abraham was able to leave his father's house without the help of any GPS. God didn't tell him where. God says, leave your father's house. How would you feel if I say, go and sell the house you've bought or the cash you have bought and bring me the money? You will call me a criminal. Follow me how? Just go the left, right, follow me like that. Patience. I'm still wondering how Abraham could serve Jesus for 25 good years. And after God gave Abraham the son he wanted, God still says, go up to the mountain and go and sacrifice the baby for me. How is that possible? Wow. You see, if you really want to know how competent a man may be in life, check his patience. Because the level of your patience will tell us the level of competence. An impatient man can become God's choice. Never. The ability to wait, wait when things are tough. Write for me. Your discovery is your signature. If you want to go far in life, write it down for me. Your discovery is what? Your signature. Are you blessed? Number five. Peter says, oh, it looks like the review is taking my time. No, I have to make sure I say this so you know that it's deeper than I think it is. He says, make sure that as you walk in these four facets, there is something called brotherly love. Now, let me say this to you. It will help you. I told the members online that God will not come to your defense if you communicate love to the wrong person. You didn't hear me. The idea where people have this perception that Because you've wronged me, God will come to my defense by punishing you. God will first check if what he said about you followed it in a way that were you asked to work with this person? You hear me? Love was never created to go for who you choose, but for who God has appointed. Talk to me. You didn't hear me? Remember, not everybody has oil on your head. Have it in mind. You see, you can tell how far people want to go based on the things they see. So if you see anybody live a reckless life, let them go to the door. Don't allow anybody punish you for something at the end you cry for. I'm telling you. You didn't hear me? How much is near? When I'm done, I'll show you all this in the Bible so you know, see, the man of God has come with script just to find us. Well, if you've been here, I've taught this on, is it three or four times? This is the fourth time here, right? Yes. Watch me. If God says love everybody, he means give respect for who people are. But know who must contribute to you. You just can't wake up one day and say that because God wants us to love everybody, let me open my doors for everybody. It is immaturity to trust everybody. You didn't hear me? It is childish behavior to believe that because somebody faulted and he came back to say sorry, I must forgive them. Forgive them and let them go. It is scripture. Do you know something in the Bible? You know something? Samson, he is God that gave him unction. And God says, my brother, don't do this. And he went to do the same thing God said. Do you know what happened to him? God says, I won't even open your understanding to pray for a long life. I will close your understanding. So the only thing you can pray for is death. So that here. Did you hear Joseph appointing any of his brothers as leaders? He only gave him a place to stay and what to eat. And says, the realm of my governance stays with me, not with you. How I wish God would open the eyes of many people to understand that there are certain people, when they live your life, you will pay the consequence yourself. Yeah. They will leave a mark. They will leave. How can I teach this here? Tommy, bra. Go down, bra. Come here. Are you blessed? Be fast, please. This is Uncle Tuga here. Hear this. Thank you for me. Mama, come. Are you blessed, please? No, it's important I do this revision because you need this message. I'll give you 5 ways to be excellent, and I pray for you here. So this is our mother here. I want you to know that the devil has no business with you if the enemy can't appoint anybody from his kingdom to come a friend. You didn't hear me? Spirits are not meant to infiltrate until they have a person that represents them. Does it make sense? Now watch me. Some of you have this perception that somebody must be a witch to do evil. No. Anybody who has not been appointed by God for you can be used at any time. First example was Jonah. Do you know Jonah? He was a prophet. He heard God. And God says, go to Nineveh. He says, me, I won't go. He changed his trip. You know Uber? He canceled trip and added a different location to take me to Tarshish. I won't go to Nineveh. And God says, that's fine. The Bible says he joined some people on a ship. As they began to journey, there was a heavy storm on the sea. The Bible says the people threw everything they had on the boat. And they said, why is there still heavy storm on the sea? You know what happened? They had to cast a lot. You know lot. You see, when you watch Pigeon Zoo in the movie, how they had to cast a lot. When they casted a lot, a demon now told them, watch this, a demon now told them that the person who is responsible for your pain is a good man. The issue isn't about the person, the issue is about assignment. As long as this person has not been created by God to be part of you, no matter how you try to change them, you will lose more in keeping them. Talk to me, please. So, this lady here doesn't know that she has become a terror because She might not be a global phenomenon. She might be the only person in the family that has a degree in school. And she doesn't know that her presence is liberating 100 years to come. Remember, you were either created as a representation or a continuation. Talk to me, somebody. So the enemy would have to bring, our uncle here just to be friends with this person. Hello? Are you aware there's a way and how a friend can talk to you? And just the way they communicate, they infiltrate spirits in your life. Do you know some friends, when you have certain dreams and you tell them, they can kill your dream life? Do you know some friends, if you tell them the good things God has done for you, they will smile, but in their heart, they are angry. Why should it be you? Oh, you don't know. Praise God. They have this perception that it is them, not you. Why should it be you? Praise God. So God says, if you must love the appointed, be sensitive and discerning to know who matters in life. You see, we are quick to choose those who fight our destiny than to go for men who preserve our destiny. You see, you have this perception that if God wants me to love who must come to me and make me better, the person must understand who I am. Nah. Watch me. God will create helpers not to give but to make you become. You didn't hear me? Have you wondered why a man would be nowhere and just one woman enters his life and everything blossoms? Because that future that was created by God was dependent on the person's spirit. You didn't clap your hands. Am I teaching, friends? I had to change a flight one time, so I had to pass through Paris. Yes. I was going to US. So they had to route me through Paris. I had to stay for like an hour or two in the lounge. I was up there. And I saw how these guys, the footballers, were just coming like that. So from nowhere, one guy, he came here. He came, he knelt, man of God, lie down. I'm like, ah, bros, cool down. Me, they are hot. I'm hungry. And what I wanted to eat was not at the lounge. So I was in the spirit, I was in the flesh. Man of God, you've been an inspiration to us. You've blessed us. So because I'm like, I see you doing good works. Now, this guy, no, you might know him. There's a pastor in America called Rodney Howard Brown. He's one of the ancient revivalists. And he's still reading till this time. He saw the guy on social media and picked the boy and says, come and save me. And then he leave the person's house. Now, when he was leaving the house, this small boy here prayed for somebody. And somebody says, I have a little gift for you. Guess how much? It was $500,000. That's a small gift. May you meet the divine helpers too. God is good. So the guy says he was in prayer. When two pastors in Europe called and says, God has asked me to come and tell you that I should father you. So he says he loved their charisma, the way they can pull youth to come together. And God told him that the day you associate with these men, that's how you kill the gift. Whereas other people too claim that they've come into the knowledge of salvation because of them. Watch me. God in his wisdom knows how to separate men based on assignment. But when the concerns he ensuring he can build through time, he looks for clean spirits. You didn't hear me? He says, God told him that go and look for this man because what you saw has come upon your head. Hey, men are only powerful to the degree you know who they are. I'm not teaching here. So you realize that the only person that came to the defense of Esther was Mordecai. You see, don't feel bad sometimes when who has been created by God to be with you hurts you. They are teaching you wisdom for the future. So if our uncle here comes into our mama's life here, right, and this mama here is not sensitive to what says, and just wants to believe that since we are all human beings, we can make mistakes, let me just allow him to do his worst, you'll kill your life. The enemies don't leave until they're done.
Talk to me, somebody. Destiny actualization is highly dependent on men. Write it for me. It's highly dependent on men. Destiny actualization is highly dependent on people. There are certain people you meet and that's it. Let me show you the pain of life. And I show you three things to do to excellence. Are you blessed? Watch me. If God does not open your understanding there, you will not know who came into your life to cause you pain. Does it make sense? Well, you may attest of whatever they did against you on the outside because you saw it. But what about those who did things against you in secret that only God can tell? Talk to me, please. Don't get me wrong. But I believe that God has given the world a pastor. And he's called Chris Oyakhilome. He's not just to a church. He preaches to the world. Forget all these trendy messages. That man is... he preaches to the world. Hello? Uh-huh. When COVID came, I believe when God was visiting the fathers, he says, "You let me unpick you." Praise God. Yes. Now, if I tell you the kind of discoveries the guy came up with and how he was constantly warning people about the vaccines and how they are getting disgrace, it's just shocking like that. A man could speak against England and say, for the fact that England's tax them, England will be poor. And for the first time in history, England pounds will be sharing currency with the dollar. Can you imagine? One day, I was doing live session when I told them that I see something happening to the world. Where I see England flag being hoisted down. When they checked, they realized that that day, euros was harder than pounds for the first time in history. You see, I understand this, ladies and gentlemen, that God has separated men into cadres in the sense that if he gives you who you must follow, follow wholeheartedly. A lady gave us a testimony yesterday. That's your niece, right? Ella. Powerful. And she was saying that if you are close to the prophet, it says when you meet him in the morning, you must testify. Now, some of you might think she's just speaking what she's just saying, but she's talking from a place of revelation here, if it makes sense. I wonder how many people can be in Africa and then a school in Germany will send an invitation. Talk to me, please. Hello? So, God says if you must be excellent as in the spirit, you must carry. Understand that only few can be for you. It's better being with one person that has the power to change your tomorrow than to be in the midst of wrong people that will kill you tomorrow. Are you blessed? Have a seat, please. Are you blessed? You've taken all my revision time. So, three things, and then I pray for somebody here. Number one, how can I be an excellent person? What do I do to be an excellent person? What are the characteristics God wants me to possess before he can confer upon me the life of excellence? Number one. Are you ready for that? Number one, develop a deep commitment to excellence. Develop a deep commitment to excellence. Develop. Remember, I made you understand that excellence, according to scripture, simply means that being the best in your lowest level. Offering the highest quality at the immediate moment. Whenever we talk about mediocrity, we are talking about people not wanting to do what is best. Just because to them, they feel at that point they can afford for that. Even if you don't have the money to sponsor the vision, don't kill the person. So God says if you must be conferred upon an excellent spirit, number one, he says develop a deep commitment for that. Be passionate about making excellence your lifestyle. That's it for me. Don't settle for the average. Average is the grave in which excellence is buried. Don't settle for the average. Because average is the grave in which excellence is buried. Average will always try to fit, but excellence will always stand out. Am I communicating? Number two, If you want to be an excellent person, what must I do? Number two, possess integrity. Possess integrity. I wrote it down that excellence has a commitment to ethics and high morality. If you don't possess that right integrity that the scripture demands, there are many things you cannot have. Hear this. Integrity simply means integrating the way you speak and how you live. Number three, excellence has a commitment to ethics and high morality. If excellence must come to you, it wants to check how you live your life. So excellence has a high commitment to ethics and high morality. And I said, integrity also means integrating how you speak and how you live. It should be one. Number three, genuine respect for people. We love to degrade people's sacrifice. I have a brother, you might know him. He's called Dynamite. He comes to Germany a lot. One time, he came to Germany unaware and said his brother, his ministry brother called and says, God says that what you need in life is in the mouth of the prophet called Prophet Benjamin. So the guy came unaware to Germany. So I convinced him to preach. He says, Prof, I won't preach. I came to receive. So that day, he sat among the crowd. So after preaching, I called for offerings. And he came and gave times 10 of whatever I called. And I said, God says it's time for you to leave here to go to Ghana. He said, Prof, I work at the EU office. I don't speak Dutch. I don't speak French. I only speak English. And I'm the highest among them all. It took me years to get that job. I said, if you must have money, leave this country. I said, but before you leave here, make sure that I pray for you concerning your citizenship. I prayed, I gave direction. On the day I gave him, the police came to his house and he had the documents. So he had to fly his wife and kids to Ghana. It was difficult to start life from the scratch. And I said, God says, in order for you to have money, build a mall. So the guy began to build a mall. Very expensive. And I said, God says, now, don't build again. Stop. After 2 months, a white man called him and said he came from Italy to spend some time in Kumasi. That's a place in Ghana. And said he feels led to buy the mall that my friend is building. And that he's willing to pay any amount of money for the mall. So the guy says he sat down and calculated how much he lost when he dropped the EU. God is good. So he had to check the line. And when the guy told me the amount of money the guy gave him, I was, you see, there are some testimonies you hear and you ask if I'm the one that said it. God is good. So I had to preach for my friend's pastor. He flew from Ghana and said, if you're coming to my church, I should be present. Can you imagine? He says, no, you can't come to my church where I want. He said, I have to come and make sure that everything is settled because you need that atmosphere to preach. Having respect because people have cultivated sacrifice. People love to degrade people's sacrifice. The fact that you can't do what somebody has done doesn't mean the person is fake. Number four. Are you blessed? Go the extra mile. Right for me. Responsibility is greater than right. Give more than what you take from life. The last one, and I'll come on Wednesday. On Wednesday, I'll give you the last 5 points. The fifth point is learn to be consistent. And I end here. Learn to be consistent. Whatever you start in life with, make sure you are always consistent. What did I write about consistency? Write it for me. Never tell God to give you something you are not willing to go after. Never tell God to give you something that you are not willing to go after.
Thank you And God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfojo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fojo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fojo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFojo. And our website is www.benjaminfojo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. The vision, the mission, the passion.